Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now. But don't bitch to me. Enjoy. Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today, you know, I've been talking about how I moved to Thailand, but I feel the need to do a prelude to part four because, first of all, I left a couple of people out in, I guess, the last part, and also because I wanted just to say something. First, you know, I have to say that there were several people influential in my deciding to come to Thailand, and what happened was I had trained in kickboxing when I was younger. And then I began training a little bit in Muay Thai, and I met a Thai trainer. His name was Vut Kamnark. I think he's still training fighters. And he trained me. He saw me fight, and I got beat. And he said, "I think I can help you become better. Come and, you know, you ought to train with me." I said, "Ah, okay." So I did. I trained with him for a while, and he used to talk about Thailand all the time. And then there was a guy who owned a restaurant next to a kickboxing school that I trained at, and that was in Diamond Bar, California. And he had two restaurants, one in Diamond Bar, one in Rancho Cucamonga, Thai Diamond Barbecue. And he was a Thai guy, and I became a lot more familiar with Thai food and a little more familiar with Thai people because of this guy. I don't know what his Thai name was, but his name was Paul. And he will remember me. Anyway, let's see, who else? Well, I have a friend that I've spoken about a few times. He's a documentary filmmaker. His name is Ted Gruya, and he is, in addition to being a documentary filmmaker, he is also the chief, I guess, organizer, and he's basically in charge of the American, what's it called, the American American Documentary Film Festival that takes place in Palm Springs, and it just finished up not long ago. Now, he had been to Thailand, and I was talking to him about the fact that I was thinking about coming to Thailand, and he said, "Well, I just happened to have gone there." I said, "Oh, really?" So he showed me photos, and then he got me pumped. He's the one who really pumped me up about it. Everybody else just kind of was like, they were a cog in the wheel of furthering my travel. The other thing was that when I did train in Muay Thai and I was working for this print shop, one of the guys who was very famous, and he's a legend in Muay Thai, his name was Ramon Decker. I saw him on a videotape, and the guy who sold me the videotape said to me, "Oh, I've been over there and I've trained there." I said, "Really? Well, I'd like to go train there." He said, "Okay, well, let me give you the fax number and the phone number and then you can contact him." So I did. And for 5 years straight, I would go over there for between 2 to 4 weeks and go over there and train. And I partied a little bit too much because I was loving Holland. And anyway, they told me about Thailand and how I really should come to Thailand to train and just to get involved in being in a different country and have some fun here. He said there was a lot of perks here, which it took me a little while to figure it out, but I did figure it out once I got here. And then when I was living in the desert area, my friend in Palm Springs, Ted, he was the one who gave me that final push, who said, "You know, just do it, go for it. What do you got to lose? Go for it, go for it." And I'm still friends with him now, and he's the one that I'm planning on trying to do a documentary with in South Africa, and we're working on that right now. But I just wanted to say, I just wanted to talk about those people that helped me, because I think that's important, but also, I wanted to say that, you know, I'm just a regular dude. I mean, some may find me a little bit crass, if I need to be cultured and well-behaved, I can be. Sometimes I just don't care. But when I'm in the right situation or in a situation that warrants it, I can be well-behaved and I don't swear and I can be quite a bit different than what you might think I would be like from my YouTube videos. Now, that really doesn't matter. What kind of person you are before you decide to move somewhere is really irrelevant. What matters is that you, if you want to do it, you just strike out and go for it, because you only live once. And the way that I looked at it, and I still look at it now, and the reason, I'm getting ahead of myself, is that you only live once. So if you decide, oh, I'm not going to do it, well, that opportunity may not arise in the future. And then you're going, I wish I would have done that. And you got regret. I have absolutely no regret about traveling. And, you know, the thing is that if you want to go somewhere, figure it out. If you really, listen, if you're sitting at home going, wow, how can I do this? That means I have to quit my job. I don't really have that much money. I'm not sure what to do. Well, you know what? If I was to tell you, listen, I'll give you $1 million if you figure out what to do, my guess is you would probably figure out a way to do it. Now, I'm not talking about using that $1 million to earn a living. I'm saying if I was to offer you $1 million, if you could figure out how to move to a foreign country and make it, you would do it. Chances are you would do it. That money would motivate you to do it. So if you can't figure it out, you either don't have the proper motivation or you need to think in a different manner. But like I said, I'm just an average dude. But what I do have is I don't always have discipline. I'm not the most, I'm all over the place. I'm scattered. I'm scatterbrained. And I know that. I do 100 things at once and maybe I get 2 done. But what I do have is dogged determinedness. I never quit. I don't give up. And some of my friends have said to me, wow, man, you're a survivor, dude. I don't know how you do it. I've had friends in the U.S., and there's one guy who I just got in contact with after about 25 years and not seeing him. And then there's some guys that were in Thailand, and there's another guy who lives in Singapore now. And these guys all said to me, man, you know, I don't know how you do it, but, you know, you're a survivor. And that's the thing is, you know, I hate to bring him up, but, well, not really, but I'm not just trying to use his name. Maybe I am, I don't know. But Donald Trump always says, never give up. And boxing is it parallels life, and life parallels boxing. Because if you get knocked down in life, you gotta get up. You gotta keep going. What's your choice? Your choice is to either give up completely and then life is over, or you just keep going. And so for me, that's the thing. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I get frustrated with myself. And in fact, my mother thinks, to this day, she thinks I'm far too hard on myself. I think that that's something that is a motivation. For instance, I never think my photographs are good enough. And then, of course, she said, and some of my friends who are photographers say, well, you know, that's what keeps you going and makes you better, is that you don't become complacent. And becoming complacent is a big problem. So if you're going to try to move, you may not be able to do it right now, but don't lose sight of the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, if that's what you really want. The first thing you need to do, though, is sit down and determine, is this really what I want? Am I willing to do what it takes to get there? How far am I going to go? Until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok di lat, chok an mai.